Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. And there are many books not found. And as you learn from this blog, I hope that you are telling people that there are two sides to Christianity. There's a liberal side and there's a fundamental side. They used to call it the militant side. And they've done away with it, I want to say, late 1880, early 1900s. So if you're wondering what is going on in this country, that is a big reason why we are having problems in this country. We have no final authority. The King James Bible was our final authority when this country was founded. That book is gone. Now you got a bunch of dumbed down translations dumped on top of it, on top of the haystack of ignorance. And at the bottom of it is your 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without error, and no one knows it's there. And so, as we go through the Jerusalem Bible, which is on top of that haystack of ignorance, covering up your King James Bible, the 1769, the Jerusalem Bible, right? The Jerusalem Bible, founded by Catholic scholars, founded in the original languages from the original copies, which no one has. The original liars, right? And because it has such a substantial amount of notes, and the notes are really important. Remember, your notes are the best notes. Your notes are a product of study because you shew yourself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, right? 2 Timothy 2:15. So the first edition of 1966 was a hefty one with 2,062 pages and weighing just under 5 pounds. An abbreviated paperback edition with abbreviated notes was published in 71. Besides the notes for the text itself, there are introductory notes for sections of the Bible, such as the Pentateuch, and for certain individual books. At the end, there are helpful supplements, including a chronological table, a genealogical table, of the Hasmonean and Herodian dynasties, an explanation of the biblical calendar, a table of weights and measures, an index of biblical themes in the notes, and maps, excuse me, of different periods and subjects. Have you ever looked at the maps in the back of your new translation? Take a look at the maps. Take a look at the map with Moses crossing the Red Sea. And tell me what you find. I'll tell you what you find. The map has Moses going around the Red Sea. Take a look at the maps in your new translations. Cross references for texts are provided in the outside margin. Headings introduce portions of scripture. The text itself is printed in one column, and the verse numerals in the inside margins. And you know what I say to all that? Your notes are better than theirs. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.